Sokala Duma Radio.
Yeah, welcome. Today in studio we have Rido Berdian, who is an impressive coaching CV as conditioning coach. Rido, I'm just looking at the names now, the Togo national team, Bangladesh, Banyana Banyana, Trinidad and Tobago, as well as Chipper and Free State stars in the PSL. So what are you up to currently?
Yeah, look, thanks, Dave. I think firstly, all praise is due to Almighty. I'm very blessed enough to have worked with those federations and clubs. At the moment, I'm in Cape Town in South Africa. My wife currently is giving birth to a baby boy. So at the moment, we're just in South Africa trying to deal with that. But from a football point of view, we are at the moment, I'm running a football program at Rondebosch Boys High School, and also periodizing and designing conditioning models for Trinidad and Tobago for the World Cup qualifying camps, for Togo for the African Nations Cup, and also helping Banyana Banyana in the training camps as well.
Wow, that sounds very impressive. But some of our listeners may not know exactly what the conditioning coach is actually doing. Can you maybe give us some insights there?
Yeah, look, I think conditioning coaches, they're supposed to be the first one on the field and the last one to leave. You get different types of strength and conditioning coaches. I think conditioning coaches in general will have to design and manage conditioning programs for the head coach, of course. Designing individual programs within the team periodization or within the team conditioning model. Monitoring training loads of specific players, monitoring training loads of the team as well. And also trying to allow the team to peak at the right time, which is very, 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 very valuable for the head coach. But I think all in all, the conditioning coach should only be the complement of all the head coach's ideas.
There's currently, you know, lots of talks about Stuart Baxter and his technical team at Bafana. Apparently has proposed some names. How important do you think are these assistants, you know, around the main coach?
I think that is imperative. That should be very, very important. Normally your assistant should be basically stronger than your head coach. They should have a lot of experience in this regard, especially with Bafana. I think we need guys around Coach Stuart Baxter that needs to support him. And obviously they have to have the high level of football understanding, especially in Africa, to support the coach. So for me that is utmost important, because it comes with trust, it comes with the football knowledge as well. So I think those roles, wherever the assistance is, it's going to be massive.
And as you said, you've traveled the world. I mean, you were involved with World Cup and AFCON qualification campaigns. You were involved with PSL clubs before, but now you sort of want to settle in South Africa. Would you be interested in, you know, a coaching role with one of the PSL clubs again?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's always good to be back home and always giving your experiences from outside South Africa into the South African game. I think I would definitely add value, as you'd say, to PSL clubs, especially from a conditioning point of view, especially with clubs with ambitions that want to achieve in, say, the African Champions League, because most of the football that I've experienced and have worked with was all outside South Africa, in the Northwest Africa, like you said, with Togo, and periodizing and planning in this way. I think I will definitely take on a challenge, like you're saying, for a PSL club, but preferably a PSL club that will be in Africa and that wants to have that experience of playing around in Africa, especially in the CAF Champions League, yes.
And maybe I'm just thinking now, Pizzo Masumane obviously was involved in a long campaign locally and in Africa after the winning the CAF Champions League and again going for the PSL title, just finishing in second spot now. He often claims, you know, that his players are under more pressure because they play many more games than the ones that are not involved in sort of African campaigns. Can you just give us a little bit of insight, you know, how to ideally or better prepare a squad that plays in Africa, that plays like weekend, midweek, all those travels, you know, what's sort of your role in that regard?
I think at the moment, I think Pizzo has done a fantastic job. I think he's got a fantastic technical team in Coach Mangoba Mangiti. I've worked with Coach. They've got a fantastic conditioning coach as well in Cabello. So I think they actually periodized it very, very well in this African Champions League and into the seasons as well. By saying that, I think squad rotation, in order to succeed like that, I think squad rotation is mostly important. And I think he's done that very well. Managing key players, allowing these players like Kama Biliat and Castro and all these top players to actually play a lot of game minutes. And that's where you have to give credit to, again, the conditioning coach and also Pitso Masumane, who is actually the head of the technical team.
Great stuff. And then since we have someone with so much expertise in the studio, maybe you could just give us a few insight from your point of view. Ronaldo and Messi, they continuously playing over 50 games, but they don't seem to be tired. You know, they can keep this high level up. How are they doing it?
Yeah, look, like you said, this is at a high level. Especially the most important factor there is actually the communication between the federation, which is the country, and the club coaches. What we did with Togo, for example, we had players like Adebayo and Alexis Ramau that we had with the national team. They were playing for big clubs like Tottenham Hotspur at the time was Emmanuel Adebayo. Alexis Ramau played for Olympic Marseille. And Mathieu Dosevi played for Olympiacos. So due to this, 80% of the players from Togo were all playing in Europe. So it was very, very important for us. We set up a structure where the communication between the coaches of the club and the country, it was all simultaneously. So, for example, if a player came in on a match day minus five, for example, so we as a metric, as a conditioning coaches, we will know what the metrics are or the loads are for that specific day. And when the player leaves his country, we will get all the training records from the club, and that gives us a good time to actually condition the players within the camp. So it's all about balancing the training sessions, and I think that being done with Cristiano Ronaldo and Lionel Messi, that's obviously at a high level. So I'm sure that process has also been done with the clubs and with the countries.
And just to maybe get into it a little bit more, Ronaldo, obviously he's 32 now. He has been more rested this season than ever before. Do you think Zidane and his coaching team are handling well, giving, you know, his advanced age, but he's still, you know, scoring week in, week out?
I think that's fantastic. I mean, I think because of Zidane as a player, I mean, he basically goes in the same mold as Cristiano. So the understanding there between coaches and player, I think that's fantastic. Both members played at the highest level. Both were World Footballers of the Year. So, and I think that understanding that Zidane has as a player, relating with these top players, I think it makes it very, very simple and easy. The training sessions, I believe, at Real Madrid is very well balanced under Zidane. You know, very well coordinated. It's basically a replication of how we used to play. So rumors has it that, you know, everything is relaxed at Real Madrid, because that's the way the manager is. He's very relaxed and I think he knows how to manage these top players. And luckily enough, like we're saying, we're getting the best out of Ronaldo.
And then speaking about the top level, obviously Manchester United and Jose Mourinho, they in the Europa League final, and sort of to reach the final, Mourinho has played makeshift 11 in the last Premier League games around the semi-finals and now the final, because he's prioritizing the Europa League. Do you understand sort of his position to rotate the squad like this, because he's received lots of criticism?
Yeah, look, I think as a top coach, you would always want to play with your best 11. You always want to play with your best team as much as possible, because that gives you a good chance of winning games. I think under Coach Jose Mourinho, he was hit a little bit by injuries. Hence, he had to force to rotate the squad. Whether the squad is questionable to be big enough with the amount of quality that they have, that is obviously questionable. But I think at the end of the day, Mourinho was actually forced to do this squad rotation and to do to manage the game minutes with certain players because of his huge injury crisis that he had in the season.
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, at some point there were like 6-7 players out at the same time, and these were regular starters like you know, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Mkhitaryan. But moving on swiftly, in the Premier League in general, they don't have a winter break, while players in other leagues like the Bundesliga, even Spain, can rest for a little while. Do you think it's part of the reasons why the English sides have been struggled in European competitions?
Yes, I agree 100%. I mean, I think, you know, to manage a players to be fresh and fit is the utmost key. And I think because most of these players, like you're saying, in the Premier League, they maybe play a lot of game minutes compared to La Liga or Bundesliga, for example. I think also the pre-season preparations for the Premier League clubs and the other clubs is completely, it's completely different, where because the Premier League is marketed well, so you have to, in pre-season, it's forced that you have to go do pre-seasons in the USA, for example, or go to the Middle East. So a lot of factors need to be considered now. You're talking about fatigue, you're talking about players coming in from big competitions like World Cups, European Championships, immediately into this type of pre-season. So I think on that point of view, definitely the Premier League clubs will suffer because of the pre-season type. Not me to say that it's the coaches. I think it's more club policy where it's got a marketing strategy to it, you know, because Manchester United, these are big brands, and you know, we need to uphold that side of the game as well.
Okay, Rido, and just two more questions before we let you go. Sort of, what was your biggest success story in your coaching career?
I think from a fitness coaching point of view, I think a big success which I take pride of is obviously the winning the two promotions with Chippa United. I think because of the club was basically non-existent. We started the club from Vodacom League and basically winning two league titles within those 2 years. I don't think that has been done, so that is something that we really take pride of. And obviously qualifications to the African Nations Cup with the Botswana national team in 2011, and also the Togolese national team getting AFCON qualification there. So I think those are the two that really stand out for me. And hopefully we could add the World Cup qualifier with Trinidad and Tobago as well, coming in the end of November. If we can get a World Cup, then I think that would be definitely one of the top achievements for me.
I mean, some great success stories in there. And obviously you said trying to settle now within South Africa. What would sort of be your dream job?
I think at the moment, I think the dream job would be for me if you get a European club. Like for me, Juventus is the team that I support well. Juventus conditioning coach there. Or maybe even Real Madrid, that will be top. I think you might be the first South African to actually be on the bench there. So I think that would be something very, very special at the moment.
Yeah. I mean, the sky's the limit. We wish you all the best and thanks for coming in.
All right. No problem. Thanks.
Sokala Duma Radio. Sokala Duma Radio.